You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. FDA regulators decided Friday that 60 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine must be thrown out due to possible contamination. They were manufactured at the Baltimore factory operated by Emergent BioSolutions. However, the agency has yet to decide whether the factory, which has been closed for 2 months, will be permitted to reopen. The loss of 60 million doses doesn't make a significant dent in U.S. vaccine distribution at this point, but it may hinder the White House's plans to send shots to other countries in need. Last Thursday, Moderna filed for emergency use authorization from the FDA for using its COVID-19 vaccine in teens ages 12 to 17. It follows in the footsteps of Pfizer-BioNTech, whose shot was approved for younger teens last month. Relatedly, that same day, some members of a panel advising the FDA on vaccines argued for finding ways to approve shots for children more quickly. And Celebrity Cruise Lines announced that two passengers on the first major cruise ship to host Americans since the start of the pandemic had tested positive for COVID-19 this past Thursday. The ship set out last Saturday. All crew members were fully vaccinated, as were 95% of the guests, and everyone was required to show a negative COVID-19 test within 72 hours of the ship's departure. The two guests who tested positive are asymptomatic, in isolation, and being monitored by a medical team. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech,
the coronavirus pandemic,
climate change,
disinformation and election security,
what policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.